Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome into Lock It In with Cam Rogers. This is Golf Bets on Us on the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals. Cam Rogers with you alongside Bridget Whalen. As always, let us be of the first to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year. So much going on. Tiger Woods released a video of him swinging an iron and looking fantastic in doing so. We have the match between Brooks and Bryson, bitter rivals, doing battle on Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern time. Bridget and I will have our full betting cards for that, courtesy of Bet Online. And of course, we have so many other events. You have Blackout Wednesday, which essentially is your unofficial high school reunion. You go to your local watering hole, you see everybody, talk about what's going on in life, love that stuff. Of course, I have my own iteration of the match against my hometown rival, air quotes on that, because I'm 0-7 against him on Saturday. So a lot happening. I'm so excited for it. We'll get to Bridget in a matter of moments. Let's give a shout out to Bet Online here. They are, of course, the sponsors on this very program. It's Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. Football. Nothing gets better with football than turkey and betting, folks. Bet Online has you covered all holiday season. More props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all of the sports action this Thanksgiving. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with the following promo code, BLEAV, to receive that bonus. BLEAV is the code. And of course, it's not just football, golf, college hoops, NHL, boxing, so much more. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all of your favorite sports. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rogers 99 and on Instagram at Mr. Rogers 98. You can follow Bridget on Twitter and the gram at Bridget K. Whalen. Happy Thanksgiving, Bridget. How are you?
Happy early Thanksgiving to you. I'm well.
I have a big story to cover here. The Tiger Woods video that was released on Sunday morning, 3 seconds long. Iron swing 9 months out of the tragic car crash that went down, and almost can't be surprised because we're talking about a guy who we've talked about before in being Superman, just defying the odds, defying adversity, and here he is gearing up for what possibly could be a comeback sooner than what we thought, or at least what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, literal Superman. There's really no other moniker to describe him. He constantly comes back. Like, think about Think about all of his comebacks where people are like, oh, this is the last one.
Yeah.
He's gonna make a comeback. Can he make a comeback? Now we're like a decade out from like that narrative, and he's still making comebacks. It's astonishing. It's astounding. That video was the best thing I have ever seen in 9 months. I mean, he hasn't made a public appearance in 9 months. Say what you want, like the gorilla style shot video, that wasn't Tiger. That was other people posting video of him. So this was just like, I mean, I'm literally smiling ear to ear right now. It was just the best thing ever. I'm gonna steal a line from Rich Lerner because it was so good. Also, he's like a poet. 3 seconds, 2 words, 1 swing to like basically break the internet. And would you expect anything different from Tiger Woods?
Remarkable. And of course, we have the Hero World Challenge on the horizon. Tiger Woods will be there for that. That is his tournament, not an official PGA Tour event, but it does bring out a fantastic field. As always, Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa, Rory will be there, Brooks will be there, Tony Finau, Bryson down the line from there. Yes, the ultimate question is, what does this mean for the quote-unquote comeback? And this comeback really be 2023, perhaps? 2022, excuse me.
Yeah, I do not think he would have released this video had it not been a good swing, or had he not been in a good place with his game. Obviously, it was 3 seconds long, so can't really take much stock in that, other than he wouldn't have put it out to the public. He controls the narrative all the time. Like, there's not one instance in his career where he wasn't the puppet master. Everybody knows that. We all accept it. We actually kind of relish in it in a weird way. None of us will admit it, but we do. We like knowing that Tiger is kind of talking to us when he does talk to us. I answered a Twitter question last night. Someone mm-hmm. said, who's your favorite golfer to follow on Twitter? And obviously the go-to is Max Homa, because he's just time and time again hilarious, and he literally always lands every tweet that he sends out. I said Tiger. I said, although it's far and few between, when he does tweet, it literally changes the trajectory of my day. So like, my emotion and my affect is kind of it relies on Tiger's tweets. And I just thought, like, I went introspective there and I was like, wow, that's kind of deep. But everything that TW puts out is, you know, it's from him. You know, that video was from him. You know that he wouldn't have put it out there if he wasn't planning to come back in some semblance of competitive play, whether it is just teeing it up in the majors, which I've thought for a long time that was the route he was going to go. And he continues to surprise me, and I think everyone else, by also putting in other events onto the calendar. He did obviously spoil us in 2018, which harkens back to in 2017, he released it was similar in the sense of it was a swing. I think it was chipping, a driver.
Right? Or was no, it a driver?
I thought it was a driver. He had a red shirt on, but he had the black shorts, which I wish that he had the red shirt on in this video. That's the only thing I was kind of bummed out about. I wish he had the red and the black on, but it was the same caption, making progress. And then he came, 2018 was literally, In the course of 2018, I cannot tell you how many times I was working at Golf Channel at the time. I sat in an edit bay and I just was like, thank you, God. Like, I literally, I literally praised God multiple times that year. And I could remember doing it because 2018 was just a gift. Like Tiger gifted us. The golf gods gifted us, I guess actual God gifted us. I don't know like who to actually give the onus to on that year. It literally is my favorite year of all time in Tiger play, because I mean, he won the tour championship, but he right. also almost won so many times. He almost won the PGA. He almost won the British. Like, it was what a wild year that was. I'm literally reminiscing right now. It was my favorite year of all time. 2018 was my favorite year of all time. I'm just putting that out there. He had a very similar video in 2017. Now, I understand we are in a totally different scenario here, But hey, he pivoted on that injured leg really well in that 3-second clip. I do not see any reason to not believe that he will try to come back in a big way. Again, I know that he said after 2018, I'm not going to be playing that many tournaments probably ever again. So I'll just, you know, love on 2018 for all of time. But I do think that he's kind of going to come back in a big way. I don't think he's going to play with Charlie at the PNC. That's in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. I know that's asking a lot.
Yeah, that's asking a lot. On Golf Channel last night, Jaime Diaz was very optimistic. I'm not that optimistic. I'm optimistic that we will see him in real form at Hero. And I'm optimistic that, because he likes to do this, I think he'll return at the Genesis.
Wow. You want to talk about speeding up a timeline, at least in terms of what I was projecting. I was looking at 2023 or something along those lines. But man, I mean, this guy just continues to surprise us, but also not surprise us every single day. I think the caption is important here. Progress toward what? And one can assume, come back to the PGA Tour. It's not like he would tweet out, making progress to playing my local club championship. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know? And so we'll see what happens as we go, but I can certainly see now, obviously, a return in 2022 for this guy, because that swing looked pretty good. I read a golf article of one of the teaching pros evaluating this 3-second video, and obviously the pro was like, yeah, he's the greatest iron player of all time. It looks great, but what about, you know, walking during a PGA Tour event, the fatigue that requires, or the stamina that requires, and the fatigue that kind of comes about when you play a PGA Tour event and the walking in the hills and what have you. So there's a lot more nuance to it, obviously, when you're playing a PGA Tour event as compared to being on the range and swinging an iron. But even still, very, very encouraging video. And we're going to learn more, Bridget, right, at the Hero World Challenge from him. He's going to have a press conference.
Yeah, I have a little birdie who actually did kind of hint at this video was going to be dropped. So although I did stop breathing the moment I saw it, I wasn't totally caught off guard. And I do think I've heard rumblings that he will have a press conference ahead of the Hero. I also would just like to say, yeah. I would also like to say it wasn't a track man, but it was like full swing, which I do think he backs. So like a little marketing ploy there. He was definitely monitoring, you know, whether it was speed or whatever, he was monitoring his swing. So like making progress is not just like me out on the range. It's like, I'm getting my numbers. I'm seeing where I'm at. Like, I am taking a lot of stock in that 3-second video, and maybe unrightfully so. But I've come to learn to not doubt this guy, and I never do. I really never do. Like, without a shadow of a doubt, I don't doubt him. Mm-hmm. So I think we're really far along. I always think about Ben Hogan when I think about Tiger, even pre-car accident, just like the enormity of Ben Hogan's comeback after his car accident. Like, I literally always would compare him to Ben Hogan. And now it's like a literal compare, like, sure. I mean, the injuries weren't the same. I think Ben Hogan's were way more extensive. The obviously just like the time and medicine and the right progression. But now, knowing that Ben came back after 11 months and was victorious, I mean, why not? Why not? Why not just have Tiger carbon copy like one of the coolest stories of all time? Just like, why not? Like, of course he's going to. And even Phil Mickelson joking about, like, I know he's going to come back because I'm currently the oldest major winner or champion. And I know that he wants to beat me on that. Like, yeah, Phil, why not? Why not? He's just going to totally clean sweep everything in golf and kind of have it as his own. That's just not just like an opinion I have. I think that's just like fact. Like, I think we could all just align and come to terms with, like, yeah, probably that'll probably be the case.
A return is imminent. That much is clear. And I would say that Christmas came early for a lot of golf fans out there with that 3-second video. So upward for Tiger Woods, there's no doubt about it. And we'll hear more from him soon at the Hero World Challenge. Bryson DeChambeau took to Twitter and said he is very much excited to see a Tiger Woods comeback. Of course, Bryson has a big time event on Friday afternoon. It is the match 5, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, 12 holes, match play, 4 o'clock Eastern time on TNT. Phil Mickelson will be a commentator for that event. It'll be played in Las Vegas at the Wynn Golf Club, which opened in 2005. It's part of the Wynn Las Vegas Resort. Tom Fazio designed golf course. Here we go. Black Friday, Bridget. It's almost like a tradition here with some edition of the match. I want to say last year it was Steph Curry, Charles Barkley, Phil, and the fourth person is escaping me right now. Can you help me out?
Was it Peyton or Tom?
It probably was Peyton because it was in season for Tom for the NFL. So that makes sense. Yeah, Peyton was in that. Yep. So it's interesting. I've been reading some quotes here, and I'll just throw it out to you, Bridget. Brooks saying 18 holes with him is a long time. I don't want to be around him as much as anyone else. When asked to choose one word to describe the state of their relationship, Koepka said non-existent. Jambo said they have kind of a disdain for each other. You can't say much when you miss cuts, which Brooks has been lately. So, look, I don't know. I kind of want to take this at face value and say that they hate each other, and this is going to be a bitter showdown on Friday afternoon. I think the reality is they are friends. Otherwise, this would not have happened, quite frankly. Or at least they respect each other and, like, can be acquaintances. I don't know. It's really hard to tell when you get these mixed messages. But let me say this. I'm really excited for it because we didn't get them together on the PGA Tour last year, and that's something I really wanted. So now that we have this head-to-head showdown and perfectly timed with 12 holes, by the way, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, obviously, oh my God, I don't believe I'm going to say this. They're friends or their managers are friends. Someone's friends. I want to say that they're friends. This is totally copacetic. They're now, if they're being like goaded to say like, oh, what's the state of your relationship? Like if you take any stock in that, you're a fool. They obviously
I will probably be a fool right now.
I'm sorry. They are insanely friendly, I think, at this point, if it is only for this moment in time. But they are definitely communicating. They are like 100%. Bryson is way too calculated. And honestly, people don't think this. So is Brooks. They are so much alike. It is painful. It really is painful that everybody always seemingly likes to glaze over and pretend like they aren't. They are both two big babies. If you cannot admit that, then you don't know golf at all. They literally are painfully similar. And that's kind of why they either click or they clash. It's just like anybody else who you are a lot alike. Just everyone at home, think about it. Who is someone that you're alike, who you're very friendly with because you both agree a lot of the times, but you also could really butt heads with because you're so much alike.
You say they're alike in the sense that like they really do keep track of what the media says about them, and they have egos. I mean, they play golf very differently, that we know, but you know, as far as personality, you think it's pretty similar.
Oh yeah. I think it's hilarious that the narrative is always like, oh, Brooks is like, you know, a baby, and like Bryson's the bigger person. And I'm like, wait, how did we get here? Like a year ago, 2 years ago, everyone touted as like, oh, Bryson, like he's such a man child. Like he complains about everything. It's like, I don't know how the media always flips it so well, where like the public just follows. But if you are really ingrained in golf and like you're integrated into the story all along, you know that they are just like, I hate to say it because it's just wild, but they're two peas in a pod. Like they couldn't be more similar. If you put those two people up against anybody else, like Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, they are wildly different, wildly different. But when you pit them together, somehow people can make them seem wildly different. Put them up against anybody else, and it really, it does show.
Well, DeChambeau weighing in on the Ryder Cup hug that they had, quote, "It definitely felt forced. There wasn't an apology or anything like that. Until I get an apology for what he said and whatnot, nothing will change. Oh my God, I want to run through a brick wall right now. I'm so pumped for this match, baby." They so hate each other.
Liar! I think that's total lie. We're like, I love this because we're on totally opposite sides of the track for the narrative. We're on totally opposite sides of the track for our picks.
I'm like, let's rumble. Let's do this. Heavyweight battle. You're like rolling your eyes. Yeah, okay. This is legit. BetOnline has the odds out for the outright winners here. Bryson minus 125, meaning if you paid $125 and Bryson won, your payout would be 100. Brooks is plus 105. So if you put down 100 bucks, you would win 105. And this is not surprising, Bridget, that Bryson is the favorite as we stand, considering, well, we only have a sample size for Brooks so far this fall, and it's been multiple missed cuts. For Bryson, we haven't seen him since the Tour Championship. So obviously, these odds here are really not all too surprising. We have our betting cards. There are some fun ways to bet this tournament. I'm not surprised about that either, because you can get really granular about these little props here, and we shout out BetOnline for that. So how do you want to do this? I mean, different props in our cards here. We can kind of go by one. We can do our entire cards. What do you think?
Let's go one by one. So I'm going Brooks. I'm putting $50 down. He's
wrong.
My winner. Love it. Love that we're going the opposite here, because that would be really boring if we both picked the same guy.
Right.
Brooks values the majors. Let us not forget. So I'm okay with him having a few missed cuts in the wraparound. I really don't know why he's playing in the wraparound anyway, other than to maybe gear up for the match. No, just kidding. I know that that's not the reason. I just want to throw out a little nugget here because it's importante. He has a combined 92 under par in the majors since the beginning of 2016. Wait for it. 64 shots better than any other player in that span. So I don't know, just you do you.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to go Bryson DeChambeau, and I'm going to put $70 on it. I almost considered putting all 100 into this bet.
Wow.
Here.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, like, listen, wow. I understand that Brooks is better at the major championships, but at the same time, like, all of these guys are competitors and they want to cash a paycheck. And they want to feed their egos and play well. And so for Brooks Koepka to not even like have a couple of T12s or T22s, right? We're talking about missed cuts here, and pretty badly. I mean, these aren't strong fields that he's playing in relative to the regular part of the PGA Tour schedule. So that's really the concern with me in terms of Brooks. And also, since he's playing on the PGA Tour so much, or at least more than Bryson, he's not able to take the time to learn this Wynn golf club. And I think that's what Bryson has been doing lately. He's been shooting with Bleacher Report leading into this, doing some fun stuff. I know Brooks has as well, but I think Bryson has put more stock into the match. I think he has done the calculations. And I also think that Bryson is better at doing away Brooks's smack talk. Whereas I think Bryson's smack talk will really get to Brooks. And we saw that during their barbs publicly, you know, when Bryson walked right behind Brooks that one time. Remember that viral video? So I think Bryson can get to Brooks in terms of smack talk in this one. So I'm going to take Bryson DeChambeau to win outright. And by the way, these picks here, a lot of them are not exactly rooted in data, because a lot of it is just luck. But as far as outrights are concerned, I feel pretty confident about this one.
Well, we shall see. That's fine.
If only you played golf, Bridget, we could have our own iteration of the match.
Well, I mean, we can. Everyone just heavy favorite can, unless something tragic happens.
I'll give you 30 strokes. How about that? Then it's even.
Yeah, I'm down. I'll do it. I mean, if you give me a little time to prep, I'll be totally fine.
We might have to call Phil and Bleacher Report and TNT, and maybe they can make it happen. We'll see what happens.
It'd be great. All right. So next thing, which I'm putting a little money down because I just think it would be fun. Either player to make a hole in one. I'm going yes, putting $5 down. I actually think it's going to be Bryson. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, why not? 50-1 odds. You had a great hit last week, by the way, with Denny McCarthy getting a top 10, and that was 10-1. I mean, serious value. So you got a good amount of cash from that last week. So I should have made a play on this as well. Like, who cares? $5. But oh well, I did not choose it. So all right, you're going with that. I'm putting $5 on closest to the pin on the par 3 11th for Bryson DeChambeau at -110. Like, this won't be much of a payout. It's a 50-50 proposition. But Bryson was 30th in par 3 scoring last year. Brooks was 50th. So, like, marginally better, but still better. So I'll take Bryson on that play there.
So my next two I'm going to do, like, consecutively because they tie into each other. So first to break par on a hole, I'm going Bryson, $10. And then leader after first hole, I'm going Bryson, $10. So I think it's going to happen. Right out the gate. And I think after that first hole, Bryson's going to be in the lead. Although I'm going with Brooks, leader through six holes. $10 on that too. So I just knocked out three of my bets there.
I am completely opposite on all three of those. So I'll do the same thing. First to break par on a hole, I'm going Brooks Koepka. I just like the value here at +210. $5 on that. It won't happen on the first hole, though, because I'm putting $5 on a tie, -130, as the leader after the first hole. I think Bryson and Brooks will par the first. I see Brooks getting a birdie on two. And then Bryson really kicks it into gear, and he becomes the leader through six. $5 on that, +160 on that number there. So we see this match starting out at least differently and actually ending differently as well. But yeah, that's where I'm going with.
So my next, I'm doing total holes conceded. I'm going over 2.5.
Okay.
I'm putting $5 down on that. But here's my play there. So initially I was going to go under because I was like, ooh, these two guys are equally petty. But then I was like, no. I was like, wait a second. They're equally petty. So they're going to give more because they're going to try to, like, get into the other person's head by giving more and then not giving when the other person thinks they're going to give. So, wow, that was really convoluted, but I'm going $5 down on over 2.5 holes conceded.
I think you could be doing some reverse psychology here because, yeah, I think the initial reaction is it's got to be under, right? But that'll be interesting to see. I stayed away from that one just because I had no idea. So I'm not going to put money on it, even if it's fake. But my final play is, when will the match end? I think this certainly ends before 12 holes. Like, I don't think this is going to be close. I could see Bryson winning handedly, but honestly, I could also see Brooks winning handedly as well. But I'm going to go with Bryson. 3-2. That means the match will end at hole 10, +400, $10 on that. And there you have it, my card for the match.
And I'm going one more hole just because lucky number 11, the match is going to be decided. Brooks is going to win 2-1, and they're not going to play that 12th hole. $10 on that.
I actually wonder if there is a sudden death sort of situation, if they're tied after 12. There has to be. They'll probably play like 12 again or 1 again or something like that. But I could not find that anywhere. But I would assume there will be. So we'll see what happens there. All right, so are you going to watch on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tune in. I know I always, without fail, say, I'm not going to watch. I always watch. So might as well just cop to it now. Going to tune in, probably going to watch the whole thing. I think it would be hysterical if it wound up going to 18 holes in like a playoff format and they actually had to be with each other for that amount of time. I don't foresee that happening though either. I'm definitely going to tune in. How about you?
Absolutely. I'll be tuning in. I do have plans at 7 o'clock, so I'll have to be at a spot for like probably 6:30 or so, but there will be TVs there. I'm going to make sure the match is on. So yeah, I'll be definitely all in on this. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I think the banter should be better than Tiger versus Phil, part one of the match, if you will. And
the match V. I like calling it V instead of five, because it is Brooks versus Bryce. I mean, I guess they all are versus, however you say that. But I like it for this one.
I like that it's one-on-one too, and they didn't pair up like a couple of athletes or something, because I think for these two, it's got to be one-on-one. So
yeah, we don't want that. Yeah, nobody wants them paired with anybody. We want them solo, alone. I honestly cannot even predict what's going to go back and forth between the two of them. So I'm kind of like anxiously awaiting to see like what they do chat about, because it's something that is going to be either really like makeshift. Also, my dog is going crazy, if you could hear that. It's going to be like really made up, like a makeshift combo, or we're really going to get some like introspection into Bryson and Brooks, whatever that means. So that's kind of what I'm tuning in.
I think we're going to learn a lot about the state of their relationship, and heck, maybe they put the record straight and say they are actually friends, and you'll be right, Bridget, but you shall see. All right, there you have it. This edition of Lock It In with Cam Rogers, Golf Bets on Us, right here on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by betonline.ag. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. For Bridget Whalen, I am Cam Rogers. We'll talk to you soon.
Here's to them hugging it out at the end. Bye, guys.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.